Okay, so today I would like to continue the talk on Paticca Samuppada, dependent origination. Last time we have talked about avijja paccaya sankhara, dependent on ignorance, karmic formations. Now we come to the second link, dependent on karmic formations, consciousness. Sankhara paccaya vijnanam. This link is very complicated. A lot of information. You never heard before. Okay. We already understand. Sankhara means kaya sankhara, verbal karmic formation. Vaji sankhara. Kaya sankhara is bodily karmic formation. Vaji sankhara, verbal karmic formation. And mano sankhara, mental karmic formation. All this karmic formation, once performed, it disappears. Like, as I said before, the chores you have done this morning has already passed away, has already gone. But this chores, this good wholesome deeds you have performed, leave behind karmic energy. And this karmic energy, when met with favorable conditions, it will produce rebirth consciousness. It will produce consciousness. So, sankhara paccaya vijnanam. Vijnana here is called consciousness. There are four types of consciousness. One is called wholesome consciousness. The second is called unwholesome consciousness. The third is called resultant consciousness. And the fourth we call functional consciousness. Wholesome consciousness and unwholesome consciousness will produce result. And resultant consciousness itself is a result already. Functional consciousness cannot produce result. It's only doing something, but not producing any result. It's called functional consciousness. So, in the second link, sankhara paccaya vijnanam, karmic, dependent on karmic formation, vijnana, consciousness arises. Here, consciousness refers to resultant consciousness. What are the resultant consciousness? Rebirth consciousness. The first moment of conception in the mother's womb. The first thing that arises is called rebirth or relinking consciousness or rebirth consciousness. Relinking consciousness. And in our life, after rebirth consciousness, then gradually in our life, there arise eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, and mental consciousness. All these are also resultant consciousness. All this also produced by karmic formation, produced by our karma done in the past. So how karma, now I'm going to tell you how karma done in the past produce new birth, produce relinking or rebirth consciousness in this very life. Okay, let's say I perform, like I'm giving a Dhamma talk here. This is Kusala Dhamma, wholesome karma. And when I finish my talk, this sankhara, wholesome sankhara, wholesome karmic formation has gone, right? No more. However, it leaves behind karmic potency. And this karmic potency will follow my mental stream. Consciousness is a continuity of process. It keeps on moving on. Arising, passing away. But it carries all the karmic potentiality with it. Although consciousness arising, passing away, all our karma performed, whether good or bad, will follow this consciousness. When this karmic can bear its result, depend on conditions. When condition, all the condition ripen, then it will bear its result. Let's say, wholesome karma of giving Dhamma talk ripen. And during my dying moment in this very life, during my dying moment, and the good karma of giving talk ripen will produce its result in next life as human being or as heavenly beings. Only this two. So during my dying moment, the last few moments, this karma ripen, then this karma will manifest itself by one of the three signs. Number one is called karma. So I will see myself during my dying moment. I will see myself as though I am preaching the Dhamma again. The second is called sign of karma. Sign of karma, then I will see, maybe I will see this microphone I use when giving talk. Or I may see the book I use or the environment. This is called sign of karma. I will see it. The third is sign of destination. Indicates where I will be reborn. So if this Dhamma talk I give will produce heavenly rebirth, then I will see mention, heavenly mention in my last moment. Or I will see Deva, heavenly beings, coming down to receive me. But if I were reborn as human being, then I may see mother's womb, red color. I will see like red color things in the mother's womb. Okay, so this is called sign of destination. Indicates where rebirth will take place, either in heaven or in human world. Okay, so during this last moment, the mind will grasp this object, either karma or sign of karma or sign of destination. And at this moment, when the mind grasps this object, then death consciousness occurs. Death. So my life faculty is cut off. Then I die. Okay? When I die, will the rebirth continue or not? Yes or no? Why? Why rebirth must continue for me? Simply because ignorance and craving are not uprooted completely yet. Okay? These are the two root causes for rebirth. Ignorance and craving. So therefore, rebirth has to be continued. So after that consciousness, without a gap, no gap in between, rebirth consciousness will arise, or called relinking consciousness. This rebirth consciousness will arise, take the same thing, either karma or sign of karma or sign of destination. To make it easy understand, let's say karma. I see myself as though I'm preaching the same thing again, same Dharma talk again. So the rebirth consciousness will take the image of I preaching the Dharma. Okay. So now a question comes. Why this consciousness arise? Why rebirth consciousness arise? Is the rebirth consciousness wholesome consciousness or resultant consciousness? Resultant, yes. What is the karma that make this resultant consciousness arises? Preaching the Dharma, yes. Therefore, Sankhara Pachaya Vijnana. This Vijnana is resultant, we call relinking consciousness. It arises depend on past Sankhara, past life Sankhara. Because consciousness is the first consciousness in this life. It cannot come from this life anymore. It's the first mind moment, right? First mind moment in this life. Therefore, the causes must be in the past. Cannot be in the present. Not possible. So it must be in the past. Therefore, Sankhara Pachaya Vijnana. To explain the dependent origination, we expand into three lifetimes. Avijja Pachaya Sankhara is previous life. Sankhara Pachaya Vijnanam is present life. So because of past life, I have done a lot of merit. One of my good karma, preaching the Dharma, ripen during my dying moment. Then it produced result and give result to rebirth consciousness in this very life. Then I reborn as human being. Okay? So consciousness, Sankhara Pachaya Vijnana. Vijnana, this is called resultant consciousness. We call relinking. Why it is called relinking? Because it linked from the past life to present life. Therefore, it's called relinking consciousness. Okay. Now I have two questions for you. Okay. So now, relinking consciousness arise and I'm born. Okay. So is this person same as previous life? Is this same person or not? Same or not same? Not same. Is it completely different? No. Then how to explain? Yes, very good. It's a continuation. So if you say that the present Susila same exactly as my previous past life. It's the same person who transmigrate from the previous lifetime to this lifetime. It's the same person. Then you have the wrong view. We call eternalism, the wrong view of eternalism. Most Buddhists have this type of wrong view. They always say that, I have done a bad karma in the past, now I bear the result. He identify the past same as him, he now. He thought it's the same person. Not to say in the past, let's say this lifetime. You take out the photo when you are a baby. When you were a baby, you take the photo and see, is your face same as when you were a baby? You cannot see. You can't even find something same. Maybe a little bit, maybe eye same, you know. So it's not same. It's not the same person. You can feel that, is this me? Why I cannot feel any trace of me? You cannot find. It's not an identity. But without this baby come about me now, right? Right? So it's also connected. Without this baby, I will never come up to be adult. Although the baby is not same as me as adult now, but it's also something related. Okay. So, for another person, maybe in America, or Westerner, they say that no, the rebirth now is not a transmigration from past life to this life, but it's completely different person. Past life has gone, now it's a new being. Nothing to do with the past. This view is also very dangerous, even more dangerous than eternalism. This view is called annihilist, annihilation, 断灭见, annihilist. So in this junction, sankhara pachaya vinyana, this junction that they will arise lots of wrong view. First is, let me repeat now, since it's so important. If you think the same person, transmigrate from the past to the present, it's the same person, then you have the wrong view of eternalism. And if you think that the present me is nothing to do with the past, not connected at all, this is another wrong view called annihilation, the wrong view of annihilation. And the third wrong view is the present me is come to this world. No cause for it. And this also the third type of wrong view. As we understand the Dharma, everything comes from the cause, right? When we recite dependent origination, from ignorant up to thus arise the whole mess of suffering for an ardent yogi. If he discerns everything comes from the cause, all the doubts vanished. So if you understand everything comes from the cause, your doubt vanishes. But for somebody, they say, no, this life is spontaneous, no cause. This another type of wrong view. We call no cause wrong view, causeless wrong view. And the third type of wrong view, in this link, sankhara paccaya vinyana, in this link, they can have fourth type of wrong view. He may think that this person is created by God. The me is created by God or created by Brahma according to Hindu belief. It's created by Brahma. According to Christian belief, maybe created by God. So there is a creator. And this is a creation. This is fourth types of wrong view. So how to solve this problem? How to answer if we say, if no identity? So you should answer, neither identity nor otherness. Neither same, exactly the same identity, nor different, diverse, completely diversity. Also not correct. So neither identity nor otherness. It's just a continuity of process. Continuity of process only. Okay? To give an example, to make it even clearer, let's say you went to a cave or you went to a valley and you shout. Echo, right? Echo. Is it echo same as your voice or not? Is it echo as exactly the same as your voice? Or is it echo your voice? No. Huh? But without your voice, can the echo arises? Also cannot. Right? Okay. Another example. Let's say the stem, seal. It's called seal. Okay. You seal, you take the seal and stamp here. It leaves the impression. Right? Impression. Is the impression, although it's the same as your seal, right? Is the impression same exactly the seal? No. But without this seal, it's about cannot. Okay? Third example. Let's say you light up a lamp. So there's flame. You also see the flame with the lamp. Then another person take a lamp and using your flame and light up his lamp using your lamp. Okay? Now his lamp also got flame. So can you say his flame same exactly as yours? Cannot. These two different flames, right? But without your flame first, his flame cannot come about. Right? And yet, you cannot say this one same exactly as this one. This one is this one. No. No one can accept that. But without the first flame, the second flame cannot come about. So there is a connection, right? There's a continuity. This way, it's neither the same nor otherness. And the process of life is just a continuity of process. So if you can understand this point, then you will not have eternalism view. Neither you will have annihilation view, nor causeless view, nor creator. We are created. We are created by Brahma or gods. So all this wrong view will be dispelled for those who understand cause and effect. Okay, so Sankhara Paccaya Vijnana. So this Vijnana is rebirth or relinking consciousness arises depend on the good karma one has performed in the past life. Why in the past life? Because this consciousness is the first consciousness in one's lifetime. So there's no other cause in this lifetime can produce this rebirth consciousness. Therefore, the cause must be in the past. And this rebirth consciousness is resultant consciousness. Then after rebirth consciousness to Bhavanga. In my first public interview, many people talk about Bhavanga. Now we come to Bhavanga. After first rebirth consciousness and still in the mother's womb, there's no cognitive process. The eyes, ear, nose, body is not formed yet, right? So the ear cannot hear. The nose cannot smell. So there's no cognitive process. But the life must be continuum. Therefore, after rebirth consciousness, Bhavanga consciousness will arise for many times to preserve the life. To let the life continue. Otherwise, the life will be cut off. The life means the continuity of consciousness. It's called life. Okay? So at that time, Bhavanga means factor of life. Or life continuum. Will arise to preserve the life. To preserve the continuity of life. Or continuity of consciousness until the eye faculty is developed, then you can see, then eye consciousness will arise. Until the ear faculty is developed, then you can hear, then ear consciousness will arise. And also when the body is fully developed, then you can touch, you can sense, then we call sensing consciousness or body consciousness will arise. So, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, and tongue consciousness, body consciousness, all these are called resultant consciousness. They are produced by past life. This same, my consciousness, some are produced past life, you know, some are present life. Okay? Now we are talking sankhara paccaya vijnana first. All these five type, rebirth consciousness is my consciousness also, and other my consciousness and five eye, ear, nose, body, tongue are all resultant consciousness. This is called sankhara paccaya vijnana. We have performed abundant of unwholesome karma or wholesome karma in the past. So this wholesome and unwholesome karma keep on producing various types of consciousness. Like in this present life, one time we see, we hear, we taste, we tongue very fast because our past karma keep on producing resultant consciousness. Complicated, right? Okay, I temporarily stop here for a while, otherwise become too complicated. If got time, I can continue.